Hey girls and gays, this is not a drill. It is I, Mukundwa. Welcome back to I Said What I Said. Yikes, you guys. It's been a while. It's been 4 years. Hello, strangers. Welcome back. I hope you've been well. It's so nice to be recording again. Yes, I Said What I Said is back. It's back. And I just wanted to say hi and give a bit of an intro to explain the changes and what you can expect. So, changes to the show. As it stands currently, me and Yak are discussing the format, discussing how we want to move forward, and we might reach a decision in a week or in 10 weeks. Or in 10 months. Like we're not rushing ourselves. We're kind of feeling things out. So what that means is it is solo episodes until we've decided about co-hosting again. Yeah, we're just working through things. What's changed there is that's still my best friend forever. That's my soul sister. That's my reason. She is my reason. That's my bestie. That's my other half. All these years, Nyak has been very keen on starting the podcast again, and I have not, for many, many reasons. But now I really want to start it again, and there have been such big changes in my life, and I want to do loads of solo episodes. I really didn't realize I could monologue, like I could talk and talk unending. It's something Nyak seems to have known, but I have not known that about myself because she's been on the other end of monologues. And I'm really excited to do those. So I'm going to proceed with solo episodes. And then, yes, once me and Nyak have landed on what we want to do with co-hosting, I'll let you know. There's been a lot that's happened between when we last stopped the podcast, last recorded, and now. And I mean, I can't, what do you say in 4 years? There's been so much. Like, how do you summarize 4 years? I didn't feel like I was away as much as obviously you all felt like you were away because you didn't have the podcast episodes. So the difference between what I was going through and interested in then and what I'm going through now and interested in now will be very stark, especially to the folks who still listen to the podcast. Shout out to you. I see the numbers. Thank you so much. That's very touching. You might see that starkly. I can't. So to update you would be very difficult. What I know for sure, though, is that I stopped the podcast because I wanted to grow. And there's a type of growth you can't do when you're being observed and when you know you're being observed. Because when something's observed, it changes. So that's the same thing. Like, the growth I've had in these past 4 years, I couldn't have done when I was talking about it. And now the growth I'm enjoying and I'm sat in now at 31 years old, I would like to enjoy through talking about it. And that's why the podcast is back. And when I reach a point, if I reach a point where talking about where I am actively hinders my growth, shut down. It's over. I'll be gone again. So that was just a bit of context as to why I'm back. Ooh, I have a note here. I couldn't have made growth when I was self-publishing because it further enforces an outside lens. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Same lens as dissociation, which isn't conducive to feeling. It's conducive to being seen. Bitch, that'll be an episode. And I think I've talked about that in a few of the episodes recorded about changing my lens from outside in to how am I perceived and how I affect people to how do I feel and how is what I'm doing affecting me. And that's felt very special. Okay, what to expect going forward? So, I don't know what I used to talk about. I don't know if I'm still interested in those things. Don't recall. But what I said, the intention of it, the tagline was closing the gap between who I am and who I want to be and where I am and where I want to be. And so, it was always about self-exploration. It was always about understanding why I do what I do and why I'm drawn to what I'm drawn to and like making sense of the world around me and myself. And that still is very much what is happening. But now before I was just before my identity was a black queer woman, and now I know it's an autistic black queer woman. And if you know anything about autism or about neurodivergence, you'll know that we have special interests, just these obsessions about topics that we just love, and we could unpack and unpack for weeks, months, years. So right now, that is a lens. Autism is a lens through which I'm making so much sense of my life and things that have happened and things that are happening. And I really understand why it is I navigate the world I do in the ways I do. And it's so exciting and curious and healing to finally get it. And I'm enjoying unpacking life through that lens. My newfound freedom through that diagnosis. So everything, 99.999% of the podcast is about a topic through the lens of autism. So let me get up some of the episodes you can find that are available. Okay, so the latest episode is about work and is about just how disappointed and upset I am with capitalism and how all kinds of work just feels like a betrayal, working for myself versus getting employed. And that's through the lens of being autistic. And we have a very high unemployment rate, and I finally understand why. I understand why I couldn't work in one place for very long. And so that's through that lens. I talk about casual sex in the episode before that and my argument against it and why specifically folks who are autistic, it doesn't work for us. And that's through, I mean, I did a lot of episodes about sex in 2018 to 2020, I Said What I Said podcast episodes. And I finally understand why that shit was just such a mess, because I'm autistic. And so again, casual sex, but through that lens. I talk about suicidality and the will to live amongst societal collapse, amongst the genocide in Palestine, and how much being autistic, like finally understanding why I feel so deeply and why, what self-care, what looking after and protecting my psyche looks like, because I know how much more fragile I am because of my brain chemistry. I talk about loneliness and social anxiety and vulnerability in dating apps. And I love that episode because I went to an event and those are all the topics that came out. I talked about Amanda Seales in one of the episodes too. I talk about her bullying and silencing and its implications on Black autistic women. Such an interesting episode. And funny enough, like 3 weeks after I recorded that, she shared that she's actually autistic. I didn't know she wasn't public about that. And that was really interesting. That I was on the money about that one. Love it. I talk about, there's whitewashing in Dune and transitioning to adulthood and what a hard time I'm still having transitioning into being an adult, again, through the lens of autism. I talk about Poor Things in another episode, and it felt like an autistic woman's coming of age story. And so I dissect the film and the themes that felt very relevant to me. So that's to give you some context of like how, what this podcast is about now. And it's my intention of right, like today, right now, is that most of that is going to be behind a paywall on Patreon. I might do some episodes publicly. I can't see why I'd want to. I can't see what I'd enjoy necessarily about that. So I don't know. But all of the stuff I'm talking about is certainly on Patreon. And you can, I think there's a 5-minute preview of every single episode. So you can go and have like a listen to see if that's something you're interested in before signing up. But that is what to expect. That's where I'm at. That's what to expect. Everything's autizzy, autizzy, autizzy. Everything. That's what I'm interested in. If you happen to be neurodivergent, then you're in for a treat. If you happen to be autistic, you're in for a big treat. If you're none of those things, you kind of have to decide. You'll listen and decide if like it's still interesting, if the podcast is still, the new podcast is still something that you'd enjoy. If you're one of those people who it didn't matter what I was talking about, you just liked how I processed and dissected and understood life, then you'll still really enjoy how different the podcast is. And also it's different in the ways of like, I think I am a little, I was talking to my counselor about this. I'm doing this thing called unmasking. Unmasking is, whether you're autistic or not, we all have a mask, but autism specifically and ADHD, like clinically, there's a process called unmasking and there's something called a mask. And it's an identity you put on to be socially acceptable. And that goes from external stuff, like how you look, how you sound, what you wear, how you behave, to internal stuff, how you process things, to be safe and to be accepted by the in-group, which are neurotypicals. Because autistic people, 1% of the world, we're much more, but that's like the official stat. So part of my unmasking is I'm not performing. I don't remember if I used to, but I know that for podcasts, there's a level of performance when one publishes themselves. Don't want to do that because I'm trying to unmask, and unmasking, part of that process is to tell yourself you're perfect as you come out the can. Like, I think my voice is a bit more flat, vocal fry-y, so it's not as excited. It's not like, oh, an exciting, it's not all that. You are going to get monotone. That's what I'm serving now. So I think part of what's exciting about this process is taking people who used to know a version of me and being who I am now and learning the discomfort that that presents of like inviting people into a version of myself that I fucking adore, but that I'm worried that this version of myself might be disappointing to people who knew me previously. That process of acceptance and trusting that, no, whose voice matters? Mine. Do I like who I am? Yes. Am I inviting people in to witness me? Yes. Is it a choice? Yes. Is anyone forced? No. If they don't like it, what can they do? Leave. That makes me feel like just constantly reaffirming that, you know, I'm perfectly whole and fine as I am. And so the podcast and starting anew, this very different tonal change is nerve-wracking, but what I'm excited for is for the people who like it. I'm so excited for those people to find the podcast again and to stay. And then, of course, for the folks who don't like it, that's perfectly fine. That's like not, I don't take that personally. You've got all the old episodes, enjoy them. And for the folks who like what they hear, I am so excited for you to be here. Like, so excited for you to be here. And yeah, come on in. I'll see you on the next episode.